morning, everyone.
各位早安。
Are you all awake?
你们都睡醒了吗
？Yeah. Who's been shoveling the snow this morning?
谁今天早上要铲雪的呀
？Oh, what's good, eh? I suffered three times.
我铲了三次。
But it was great to see God's creation, even though sometimes.We have to go through a lot of difficulties to come to church. It's good that we can gather together in God's church to worship Him.
虽然有时候要经历很多的辛苦来到教会，但是很开心我们能够看到神所创造的东西。
I know that some of us sometimes say, Pastor Daniel, you preach too long, or it's such a big series.
我知道可能我们有些人会感觉说哎，春牧师你的这个布道太长了就是太理论了
But my hope and my prayer is for us to understand where we are in our Christian walk and what you need to do in order to continue to move forward
那我的祈求呢就是希望我们能够知道我们在走信心之路与神同行这段路当中我们现在正在处在什么样的境地
In our English congregation, we've been now talking about what you have heard. We have moved further, and we're talking about the gift, the spiritual gifts of the Holy Spirit, and how we, as a church, can experience God's power through the use of His gifts to us in the church.
我们在英文堂呢也一直有在讲，之前我们有在讲的这些圣灵的话题。我们最近也在讲属灵的恩赐，我们也在讲我们怎么样通过这些属灵恩赐来经历神为我们创造了这个宇宙的大能。
So this morning we're going to look at post-conversion 圣灵在重生后的工作。
那我们今天呢会来看一下圣灵在重生之后的工作。
I'll do some introduction and.Talk about what the things that I talked about last year.
但是我会稍微的提一下在去年有提到的一些信息。
Let's pray, Father in heaven. We ask that you open our eyes to see the truth and help us to understand what it is that we need to follow you more closely and become more and more like Christ Jesus.
主孙，祈求你看我们的眼能够看见你的真理，也能够让我们知道我们需要做什么才能够越来的越靠近你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So this morning I'm finishing off what I began sharing with you last year about the Holy Spirit's work in pre-conversion, conversion, and post-conversion.
那今天呢，我会来结束上一年我们一起学习的一个信息。我们会来讲一讲重生前、重生以及重生后我们的圣灵的工作。
So this morning we're going to look at the Holy Spirit's work after conversion.
我们今天要来看一下。在重生之后圣灵的工作
We know from scripture that in pre-conversion next slide the Holy Spirit was sent by Jesus Christ to convict the world of sin righteousness and judgment to come
我们知道圣经上我们从圣经上知道我们在信主就重生之前基督耶稣派来了圣灵让我们知罪让我们知道什么是义让我们知道将来的审判
In John 16 verses 7 to 11 says you can read it
Okay, 在约翰福音的第十六章七到十一节写道然而我将真情告诉你们我去是与你们有益的我若不去保惠师就不到你们这里来我若去就差他来他既来了就要叫世人为罪为义为审判自己责备自己为罪是因他们不信我为义是因我往父那里去你们就不再见我为审判是因这世界的王受了审判
So without the work of the Holy Spirit to expose our sinful condition we would remain in darkness today eternally lost and without God
如果没有圣灵的工作让我们现在的罪性得到暴露我们将会永远的停留在一个黑暗的时期而那个黑暗的时期是没有神的
So the Holy Spirit convicts the unbeliever not in relation to their sin but in the relation to the sin of unbelief
那圣灵呢不是说责备他们本身的罪而是责备这些不信主的人他们的不幸
So what the Holy Spirit is convicting unbelievers isTheir refusal to believe in Jesus Christ, not their sin at that moment.
所以呢，在一个人不信主的时候，圣灵能够让他们知道的罪，不是他们本身的罪性，而是他们不信主的这个罪。
Okay, so we need to understand that that's what is wrote is written in that passage of John chapter 16. It says, do you notice that the word sin is in the English is singular?
好，我们需要在约翰福音书里面注意到。
Yeah.
好，我们知道呢，在圣经上呢，在刚才那个约翰福音第六章七到十一节里面，罪它是单数的。
Okay, this one sin, next slide, sends the unbeliever to a priceless eternity.
那这个单数的罪，也就是不信的罪呢，会让这个人一直在一个永远没有神的生命当中。
So the Holy Spirit seeks to make them aware.Of their failure to believe in Christ.
所以呢，圣灵的工作就是要让这个人知道他不信主。
So after a person comes to Jesus Christ, then the Spirit will continue now to convict them of their sin, the sins of their life.
好，当圣灵工作让一个人来到主的面前的时候呢，圣灵就会让他知道他们生活当中的其他的罪。
So after a person comes to Christ, then the Spirit will convict them of other sins. The Spirit's work in the unbeliever is salvation. In salvation, is salvation related in a nature rather than the moral or ethical.
那圣灵在非信徒的工作呢，不是跟他们本身的罪性相关的，而是要让他他们是 sorry, 圣灵的拯救工作是跟他们的本质的罪有关系，而不是让他们在道德伦理上有改变。
So what is the cost of not believing?
那不信主的代价是什么呢？
Failure to receive Christ's righteousness and resulting in judgment.
不能接受基督的公义以及导致审判。
So once a person is willing to respondto the conviction of the Holy Spirit in their lives, realizing that they are unrighteous, that they are a sinner, and that they are in need of a Savior, they respond to God and repent of their sins and ask God to forgive them and receive Jesus Christ into their lives as Lord and Savior.
当一个人他愿意去回应圣灵的感动，圣灵让他们知罪，他们会在生命当中会知道他们是不义的，他们会知道他们是一个罪人，他们知道他们需要一个救主，他们知道他们需要将他们的罪在神面前悔改，他们也知道需要求神的宽恕，他们也知道他们需要接受基督耶稣在他们的生命当中做王做救主。
So this process that takes place in the person's life is the work of the Holy Spirit.
那在一个人生命当中，这样子一个过程就是圣灵的工作。
Next, we'll have to talk about regeneration and conversion.
那接下来呢，我们会来谈一谈改变与重生。
So regeneration comes from God. God regenerates the unbeliever.
那我们重生是来自于神的，神让我们一个信徒重新获得新的生命。
Conversion is my response to the Holy Spirit's a calling into my life or invitation to me.
那归主呢，是我需要做的工作，我需要去到圣灵里面，我需要去接受他给我的感动。
Both of these happens at the same time when someone receives Jesus into their lives.
当一个人接受基督耶稣进入到他们生命当中的时候，改变跟重生是同时发生的。
That person becomes a believer and is said to be born again.
那成为信徒的那个人呢，我们就会称他为已经重生的人。
I had difficulties trying to interpret regeneration, conversion. In the English congregation, we spent about, I think, 5 sermons on the different things that happens to a believer or unbeliever when they come to know Christ.
我们一直有花很多的功夫在认识到底什么是改变跟重生。我们在英文堂我们用了5次的布道的时间才来了解到一个不信主的人以及信主之后他所经历的改变跟重生是什么。
Because I have never studied theology in Chinese, so I wrecked my head, I wrecked my brain out, and Audrey, last night, the whole night, she was trying to understand what I was trying to say. And she said, I know what you're trying to say, but I don't know what to say and how to say in Chinese.
好，因为我没有去研究中国的这些思想，所以昨天
With Audrey?
昨天我和 Audrey 师母我们在 一起为今天的 这个布道信息做准备的时候， Audrey 师母就跟我讲， 我知道你想表达的是什么， 但我不知道我怎么样用中文来表达出来。
Because in, sometimes in Chinese they have only one word. It all means everything is the same.
因为在中文里面我们知道中文的一个单词它可以意味着很多东西。
But there's some beauty in understanding when you, what happens when you are regenerated and what happens when you are converted.
但是呢, 我们在理解的时候会有一种很美好的境地，就是你会知道你什么时候重生， 什么时候归主， 什么时候也就是更新了。
Okay, John chapter 3 verses 3 to 8 says the following.
好，我们约翰福音第三章三到八节呢，告诉我们，耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”尼哥底母说：“人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能在进母腹生出来吗？”耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的，就是肉身；从灵生的，就是灵。” 我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。风随着一丝吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
So I've already explained all that last year.
好，那这部分我们在去年就已经有提到过了。
So when a person becomes a believer or a Christian, the Holy Spirit takes up permanent residence in their life.
当一个人成为了基督徒或者信徒呢，我们说圣灵就永远住在他的里面了。
Life in Jesus Christ is different because the Spirit of God was, who was working outside the person's life is now working inside the believer's life to convict them of sins in their lives.
我们在基督里的生命呢，是非常不一样的。 一个之前在人的生活以外工作的神的灵，他现在在一个信徒的生活当中，在他的心里工作，让他们在生活当中知道他们的罪。So
the Holy Spirit is also in our life to empower us, to equip us for ministry, transform us, help us, comfort us, guide us, protect us, sanctify us, and grant the spiritual gift to be used to build up the body of Christ.
那圣灵也在我们的生活当中给我们力量，装备我们去做侍奉，转变我们，帮助我们，安慰我们，引导我们，使我们分别为圣，也赐予我们在基督里面，在肢体里面互相彼此建造的属灵的恩赐。
Now I want you to pay attention. This is really important because we confuse of what it means to have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Holy Spirit.
我想要大家万分的注意，我们有时候搞不清楚什么叫做圣灵在我里面住着，以及是被圣灵充满。
There is a difference.
他们是有区别的。
Okay, and I will continue and I'll explain what happened after conversion. This is where the Holy Spirit not only lives in us, but He also fills us with His power.
那我会在后面的部分跟大家详细的讲讲，在重生之后，
so,
我们的圣灵它不单单是住在我们里面。
So that doesn't mean I'm not saying if you're not that if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is not in you. I'm not saying that if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, because
you're not filled with the Holy Spirit.
你有 the Holy Spirit，
你有圣灵。
Okay, why? Because you have seen all these verses up here.
那你可以看得到上面的这些经文。
The first one， 神的灵住在你们里面里头吗？哥林多前书第三章十六节说到了，神的灵住在你们里头吗？ The next one， 如果神的灵住在你们心里。下一个，罗马书第八章第九节，他说，如果神的灵住在你们心里。First Timothy 后书 Second Timothy verses 1-14 says， 住在我们里面的圣灵。提摩太后书第一章十四节也说到，住在我们里面的圣灵。And the Romans 8 says the following， you can repeat that。
好，我们的罗马书第八章十一节说到了，复活者的灵若住在你们心里，住在你们心里的圣灵。So
let me ask you， do you have the Holy Spirit in you？
好，我问你们。 如果你们是信主， 你们有灵在你们里面吗？
So this is really important.
这是非常重要的。
Okay, because when you have the Holy Spirit in you, it's like you are a child of God. The Holy Spirit gives you a seal, a stamp that you are a child of God. That's why the Holy Spirit will not leave you if you are a believer. Okay? You have the Holy Spirit living in you.
那如果我们是一个信徒的话，证明我们有灵在我们里面，就像是灵在我们身上盖了一个章，证明我们是神的子女，我们属于他们，神也不会离开我们。
Okay, a believer's baptism, next slide, marks us out of belonging to God. Baptism is an outward confession of an inward experience.
那一个信徒所接受的水礼呢，其实就是彰显着他属于神。水礼其实就是一个内在体验的一个外在宣告。
So baptism, listen to everyone, baptism doesn't guarantee you going to heaven.
那所以呢，我们信徒所受的水礼并不能保证我们会去天国。
Okay. It's not a certificate.
它不是一个保证书。
Okay, baptism is your testimony. It's saying in front of, like in the baptismal tank, you say in front of everyone, I am now a follower of Jesus Christ. I want to follow him and love him and do all that I want for him.
水礼呢，是我们每个人向大家做的一个见证，见证说我现在属神了，我愿意信他，爱他，我愿意做任何的事情能够去荣耀他。
Because the reason I'm saying, because in the past, some people who got baptized, I would say, Pastor Daniel, I lost my certificate. I'm afraid I'm not going to go to heaven without this baptismal certificate.
过去有人会说是啊，我如果没有受了水礼的话，我就没有进入天国的这一个证明书了。
So baptism doesn't save you.
那水礼并不会拯救我们。
You receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior saves you. 第三个，手机都，手机关手机，手机在打
如果你接受基督耶稣作为你的救主的话，你就得救了。
Okay, so once a believer is converted, the Holy Spirit begins His work now of sanctification.
那当一个信徒他重生了之后呢，圣灵就开始他分别为圣的工作了，也就是重生的工作。
So what you and I need to know is that salvation is accomplished with three tenses.
那我们需要知道的就是拯救它其实是在三个时态下才能完成的。
You have the past,
我们有过去时态
present,
现在时
and future,
以及将来时。
Okay, we have been saved from the penalty of sin called justification.
那我们已经是被从我们已经称义，已经从罪的惩罚当中被拯救过来。
So that is past.
那是过去。
Now we are being saved from the power of sin called sanctification.
那现在呢？重生意思就是我们正在被从罪的权势当中拯救过来。
And then thirdly, future tense, we shall be saved from the presence of sin called glorification.
那将来时就是说的是得荣耀，我们将会从罪的出现当中被拯救过来。
You will also notice that sanctification occurs in Scripture in the past tense, in the present tense, and in the future tense.
你也会发现，我们成圣其实在圣经当中也是出现在过去时、现在时和将来时当中。
So in other words, we have been sanctified, we are being sanctified, and we will fully be sanctified.
也就是说，我们其实已经被分别为圣，我们正在被分别为圣，而且我们将会全然的被分别为圣。
So this is a process.
那这是一个过程。
And you will know where you are in that process.
你会知道你在这成圣的过程当中在哪里。
I know that most of us are not here. We're not here yet. Glorification.
我们知道很多人还没有来到得荣耀这个地方。我们已经是称义了，那是在过去我们信主的时候。我们现在处于的一个地方呢，就是我们现在在被分别为圣，我们现在变得越来越像神。
Theological terms, justification declares us positionally reconciled to God and declared not guilty.
Okay.
Justification.
那我们的称义呢，其实是宣告我们在立场上是与神和好了，但是我们在经历上，我们一点都没有改变。
So experientially, we have not changed a bit.
对，在经历上我们一点都没有改变。
You just justified. You are not guilty. That's all. But you still are a sinner.
我们只是被称义了，我们只是无罪了，但我们还是一个罪人。
Our behavior is exactly the same as it was before you became a Christian, and our character hasn't been touched a bit.
我们在信主之后，我们的性格、我们的行为其实是完全跟信主前是一模一样的。我们的性格还没有被改变。
In other words, the act of justification doesn't automatically transform you to be into Christ's image.
也就是说，称义的这个行为，它并没有自动的将我们转换成就是有基督的形象。
It simply leads us to the process, which is the middle part, the process of sanctification, which is how God actually conforms us to be more and more like Christ.
那称义它只是将我们引领到了分别成圣的这个过程当中，那在这个过程当中，我们其实就是神他实实际际的将我们转变得更加的像基督。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Sanctification is the process by which the believer becomes more and more like Christ. Next slide.
那成圣其实就是一个基督徒变得越来越像基督的一个过程。
Titus 2:14 says,He gave his life to free us from every kind of sin, to cleanse us and to make us his very own people, totally committed to doing good deeds.
提多书第二章十四节告诉我们，他为我们舍了自己，要使我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特做自己的子民，热心为善。
Even though we have a redeemed, next slide. The next slide.Yeah, this one. Even though we have a redeemed spirit as a result of justification, until you and I are sanctified, we are still have an unredeemed soul and an unredeemed body.
即使我们因为称义得到了一个被拯救的灵，但是直到我们分别为圣的那一刻，我们的体、我们的魂还是没有被拯救。
Sanctification is not instantaneous because it is not the work of God alone.
成圣它不是一个瞬间发生的东西，因为它不是神一个人在做的工作。
It depends on God. It is God working in the believer, and the believer responding and surrendering and submitting to what God wants him or her to do.
成圣涉及到的是神在一个人的身上工作，那另外一个人呢，他积极的参与到顺服神的旨意当中。
So in regards to sanctification, next slide, I believe that the following, you can read it in Chinese.
Okay, 好，那我相信呢，成圣的过程，信徒当按神的旨意被圣灵充满，全然成圣，与罪和世界分别，完全奉献，遵行神旨，领受神圣生活，有效侍奉的能力，在信徒生活中，这是一个得救后而有的独特而继续不断的经验。
So the sanctification process or the sanctification is subsequent to conversion.
那所以呢，成圣它是在我们重生之后有的东西。
Okay, so it doesn't happen just because you're a believer. Immediately you're holy, you're perfect, you're sanctified.
那不意味着说我们在因信称义之后，突然间我们就变得神圣了，我们就变得圣洁了。
So the reason why you and I canhave a hard time not being empowered or having a hard time to fight against sin is because we are not filled with the Holy Spirit.
你知道我们为什么就是经常要跟罪做斗争，那是因为我们没有被圣灵充满。
So though all Christians are regenerated by the Spirit, baptized by the Spirit, indwelt by the Spirit, and sealed by the Spirit, not all Christians are filled with the Holy Spirit.
那虽然所有的基督徒都因为都更新了，被圣灵更新我们受了灵的洗，也有灵住在我们里面，灵也在我们身上打了一个章，盖了一个章，但不是所有的基督徒都是被圣灵充满的。
This work of the Holy Spirit inside the believer is distinct from the work of the Holy Spirit before salvation, which is often called conviction of the Spirit that draws non-believers to God.
那我们在一个基督徒里面，灵的工作呢，其实它和圣灵在一个人受洗之前的工作是不一样的。圣灵在一个人受洗之前的工作呢，我们通常会称之为是圣灵的感动，圣灵给一个非基督徒让他更靠近神的感动。
Very good. I didn't even say that. So what she just mentioned was, is true. So at conversion, what the Holy Spirit, the job of the Holy Spirit is to convict the sinner. It doesn't convict the sinner of sin. It convicts the sinner of sin of unbelief. I already told you in John chapter 6. Can you see that?
在刚刚的约翰福音里面第六章，我已经告诉过大家，圣灵让一个非信徒知道的罪是他不信主的罪。
But then when he became a, or she becomes a believer, now the Holy Spirit now lives in you, and then he now convicts you of sin that's in you.
那当我们有圣灵住在我们体内的时候呢，他会让我们知道其他的罪。
So the Holy Spirit will tell you, hey, that's no no.
那圣灵会在你做事情的时候告诉你，哎，这个不可以做。
Then there is what we call in your spirit, because your human spirit is not alive. Your conscience and your intuition will start to say, "Hey, that is not good." Okay, and you should not do it. You should not go to see that movie. You should not talk with this person. You should not do this. You should not do that. And sometimes we listen, sometimes we don't listen.
那所以我们的灵有圣灵住在里面的时候，你的意识、你的直觉会告诉你，哎，这件事情不可以做，不要去看这个电影，不要跟这个人说话。但有时候我们会不听圣灵的感动。
So sanctification is not automatic.
那所以成圣不是自然的，不是自动的。
So there is no such a thing as a Christian who is justified that is not also sanctified.
那不存在一位基督徒，他因信称义了，可是他没有被分别为圣。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 6. Can you read that?
菲律比书第一章第六节告诉我们，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
So while justification by faith brought cleansing from guilt of sin, sanctification by faith brought cleansing from the power of sin.
那当称义，当因信称义带给我们的是从罪的罪名当中被洁净，那成圣呢，就是因信成圣是将我们从罪的全部的诠释当中得到洁净。
So listen here, without the work of the Holy Spirit in your life or in my life as a believer, sanctification is impossible.
如果没有圣灵在一个基督徒内生命的工作，我们不可能成圣。
A lot of Christians try to be sanctified by doing itthemselves. You can never reach sanctification by doing it yourself, because you will always, always fail.
很多基督徒都想要通过自己的努力来成圣，但其实这不可能，因为你永远都不会通过自己的努力成为圣。
And that's why we always fall into sin over and over again, because we don't have the power of the Holy Spirit to overcome that sin in our life.
这就是为什么我们经常在与罪的斗争当中就是反反复复，那是因为我们灵里面没有圣灵给的能力去跨越过这个罪。
Okay, so the justified believer must lead a holy life because they have now been dead to sin.
那我们因信称义的信主的人呢，我们应该要过圣洁的生活，因为我们已经向罪死了。
Death to sin means that we are no longer a slave to serve the sin that is in our lives.
已经向罪死了的意思就是我们不再向我们生活当中的罪做奴隶。
Now listen to me carefully. It doesn't mean we never will sin or we never sin.
那请听清楚，刚刚那句话意思不是说我们将再也不会犯罪。
We will struggle with sin.
我们还是要和罪做斗争。
It doesn't mean we don't struggle with it anymore.
它不意味着我们不需要再跟它做斗争。
For sure you will struggle with it.
你肯定会还要跟它斗争的。
Because it's not supposed to be in your life, because you are now a holy and godly person. Sin should not be in your life. You should say no to sin every single moment.
因为你已经是一个因信称义的人，你要过神圣的生活，所以罪它不应该在你的生活当中，你应该要去斗争，去抗争它。
So it does mean we no longer have a lifestyle of committing sin over and over and over again.
所以它意味着的是，我们不会再过着一个不断的犯罪的生活。
Paul says in verse 6, can you read this?
罗马书第六章第六节告诉我们。因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，罪必不能做你们的主，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
Okay, so We no longer a slave to sin.
所以我们不再是罪的奴仆。
We no longer sin shall no longer be on our master.
罪再也不能做我们的主。
Believers, next slide, are not sinless. They sin less.
信徒并非没有犯罪，他们只是少犯罪。
We should write it down. The good one.
我们应该记下来，这是非常好。
English makes sense, but in Chinese probably doesn't really, you know, because we are still sinful, okay?
我们其实还是有罪的人。
Okay, Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 2.
那保罗在腓立比书第二章十二到十三节告诉我们，这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里。更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Do you know that this is a very difficult verse to understand and to really put into practice?
你们知道这一句经文其实非常难理解，去做出来也很难。
Notice very carefully. Paul does not say that you need to work for your salvation.But he's saying you need to work now that you are a believer. You have to now work it out your salvation.
那么注意哈，在英文版里面呢，保罗并没有说我们要为我们的救赎而工作，而是我们要活出得救生命应有的样式。
Can you see that? You don't work for your salvation, but after you are a believer, now you have to work out what you believe, what you know about God. Now you have to work it out in your life. If you don't work it out in your life, I can tell you you're not a believer. You have not received Jesus into your life.
所以当我们
I'm saying is that you need to work out what you believe in your life. If you don't do it, then you're not really a Christian.
所以我的意思就是，我们要活出我们得救生命应有的样式。如果我们活不出来，那我们其实就不是一名基督徒了。
Paul is saying that the believer's sanctification is centered on our choice to be filled or not to be filled.With the Holy Spirit and to maintain on keep on being filled with the Holy Spirit.
那保罗告诉我们的是，信徒的成圣其实是完完全全是关乎于我们自己要不要被圣灵充满，要不要保持被圣灵充满的这个选择，还是我们是选择我们要继续不断的犯罪。
So being filled with the Holy Spirit and walking in the hope, working in the power of the Holy Spirit is more important than walking according to the flesh or according to our sin nature.
那与被圣灵充满，然后与圣灵同行，其实比我们去追随我们肉体的这些邪情私欲来的更加重要。
So every single day, you and I are going to make that decision.Am I going to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Am I not going to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
每天我们都要做一个选择，今天是要被圣灵充满，还是不被他充满？
And when you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, you do a lot of things according to your own ways.
如果你不被圣灵充满的话，你做很多事情都会按着自己的方法去。
And I can basically tell you, in very simple, by just talking to you, you're doing this your own way. You do this is the devil doing it, or this is what God wants is telling you to do it. It's really black and white.
所以当我在和你们说话的时候，其实要么就是这是按照你自己的想法做的，要么就是按照撒旦的意思做的，要么就是按照神的意思做的，非黑即白。
And let me tell you this, if the Holy Spirit tells you and reminds you and continue to convict you and you keep on, you know, leaving it alone, listening to it, he'll not leave you, so just be quiet.
如果呢，圣灵一直跟你说话，但你忽略他跟你说的话，他不断提醒你，不断的忽略，他不会离开你，但是圣灵会不再对你说话。
Another way of looking, finding out whether you are really, you know, walking the Spirit and doing what He tells you to do is how often do you read the Word of God? Do you do it daily or once a week?
那怎么来判断你是不是真的是被圣灵充满，都听他说话呢
？If I say something, if I ask you, okay, how many of you read the Bible once a week? And you say, yeah, only me. Or if I ask, how many read your Bible every single day of the week? You know, if somehow you get this hope in you, you say, see, you are the one. You just told, no, you just point the finger at you. No, I didn't point the finger at you. It's the Holy Spirit telling you, you better do it because you're the child of God.Right? And he loves you. And if he's not going to teach you, he's not going to convict you. You're not a child of God.
那所以当我们被问你是一个星期读一次圣经吗还是你每天都读圣经呢当我们在回答这个问题时候你会感觉被一个东西戳到那不是我在用话来戳你那是圣灵的职责
okay. So in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14 Paul says the following
那希伯来书第十二章十四节告诉我们你们要追求与众人和睦并要追求圣洁非圣洁没有人能见主
But does it say?
他说告诉我们什么了呢
The last sentence
最后一句非圣洁没有人能见主
Wow If you're not holy you cannot see God
如果你不圣洁你见不了神
Did I say it?
我说的吗
Who said it?
是谁说的呢
That's a big That's hard right?That's a toughy one.
这句很严重，很严肃。
I'm a toughy pastor because I love you all.
我知道是个严格。我知道我是个严格的牧师，但是因为我很爱你们。
I want this church to be filled.
我想要大家都能进天国，我想要大家都被圣灵充满。
When the Holy Spirit, when people are filled with the Holy Spirit, what happens?
你知道在使徒行传，大家被圣灵充满之后会发生什么吗？当彼得去传福音的时候他发生了什么有多少人归主了呢
Come on. No, not 5,000 3,000 3,000 Wouldn't it be that it wouldn't be that great
这难道不好吗
I preach and We can build the church now Right
这其实很好就像如果我布道也可以这样子
那
为什么彼得传道的时候会那样子呢我们是要去问问题那当我们去传福音的时候信主的人数会慢慢慢慢的增多我们的教会才会慢慢的壮大那是谁在做工呢是人吗
No
不是的
It's a supernatural work of the Holy Spirit
是圣灵的超自然的工作
And I want us to experience that It's not me going like this No, we still have to go